This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Okay, young whippersnapper, let Granddad tell you a story. Once there was a social networking website called MySpace. Everybody used it. It was the original internet time suck. It had parents worried and kids listening to rock and roll at all hours of the night way back in 2003. Then it sort of died a slow and painful death. But guess what? It's back. And Justin Timberlake, who co-owns MySpace with digital ad company Specific Media, wants it to be cool again. The brand just relaunched with a fancy party and a promise to return to its roots. And it's getting help from some of the musicians that launched it out of obscurity long ago. One of them is the electronic artist Kenna. He, along with MySpace VP of Marketing Christian Parks, joins me now. Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Hello.
Kenna, tell me about the first time you interacted with MySpace and how you used it.
Well, I've always been kind of a geek, so for the most part, anything tech that comes out, I'm pretty much going to jump on. So I was on MySpace right at the beginning. You know, at that time, it was much more about friends finding each other on a platform and joking around. But pretty quickly, when they started to allow you to upload music, that's when I started to see a real transition. Like, you know, you're able to actually get to your audience and have a straight conversation with them about how your music has affected them and what you've created and how it's a part of their lives.
Christian, in the tech world, sites don't often come back from the dead.
You're right. There really hasn't been that tech company that's been able to resuscitate and come back from, as you say, you know, beyond the grave. But the tech space has been so short. And the great thing about MySpace and the new platform that's been created is it's built for today. It's not built for 10 years ago.
What are you giving people with the mobile app that you think is going to be compelling?
There's a couple of key features that you'll find in the app. There's a GIF creator that allows you to instantly create GIFs, share them. You've got a radio station generator in there. And so if you were to go to the mobile platform, what you would find would be a series of radio stations from people like Justin Timberlake, people like Steve Angello, Pharrell Williams.
Beyond having folks like that involved, Christian, how is this site going to go up against things that have appeared in the meantime?
We've shaped this with our users in mind and, you know, building out from an artist standpoint and thinking about the creative community.
If I can add to it, I think what's also just looking at demography, like if I took 100 people and put them on an island and have it represent mankind, one person would have a computer, it'd be on dial-up. And the reality is that there are 7.1 billion people and everyone's jumping onto a mobile phone or a smartphone in the world. We believe that there's always going to be an emerging market to connect to it. And as many kids who have been on MySpace in the past, now there are so many kids, millions of kids per day that are just stepping into the world of technology.
It's people like us of our age and our generation that are actually raising eyebrows. People who are 15, 16 years old, MySpace, it never existed for them because 10 years ago, they were, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old. So they're looking at it with completely fresh eyes.
Christian Parks is VP of Marketing at MySpace, and Kenna is lead creative on the relaunch. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.